Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there, and welcome back to today's episode of Scaling Wellness. It's lovely to be here with you. Thank you for coming. Now, we are talking today about the idea of why promising a result for your clients can feel a bit scary. Now, this is something that comes up with my clients all the time. We have these conversations literally all the time where they say, but I can't guarantee that, and I can't promise that they'll get this result. And the difficulty with this is if you don't make a promise, your clients hear that loud and clear. So today we're going to be digging into why that fear might be showing up for you, and also how it might be tying back to a deeper issue around your niche and around what it is that you're offering. Now, I want to share a little story today to start this off, to give this a little bit of life. And this is a client that I'm working with at the moment. She's a nutritional therapist, and she is going to be working with clients who are in the space of the GLP-1 weight loss drugs. So Ozempic, and I can't remember the name of the other one, but she wants to work with those clients. And we were talking about, so who is, you know, who is the person that you're going to be helping? What is their struggle? Where are they? And we came up with about 20 different variations of the person. Is it the person who is doing all the things right, but just can't lose the weight naturally? Is this the person who has had a pre-diabetes diagnosis? Is this the person who needs medical intervention? Is this someone who's already been on GLP-1? But is now regaining the weight? At what point in their journey does she want to work with them? Now, her answer was, but I can help everybody. And I feel like if I niche down any further, I'm going to be getting rid of an entire, huge, massive audience of people. And I'm going to be kind of cutting down my potential income and, you know, repelling people. I will put people off. But the problem is, and what she came to realize, is that if you don't niche, you can't promise. Now, if we were to say, I am going to work with anybody who takes a GLP-1 drug, the difficulty with that is you can't speak to the person, because that could be anybody. And the circumstances around why someone is doing that will be very, very different from person to person. But what we can do is we can niche into specific areas like, have they tried everything already? Are they young? Are they old? Have they got a medical reason for doing it? Are they coming out the other side? You know, all of those avatars that we came up with, that sort of 20 different variations, are all very specific niches. And the great thing about that is if you pick one, you can make a promise directly speaking to them. So imagine if you ended up on Jane. Jane is a lady who works in corporate. She's got a very, very high-powered full-time job. She is also going through a house renovation. Her kids are in exam phase, GCSEs and A-levels. She is busy, but she still squeezes in time for an early morning run, a weekend dog walk. She eats fairly healthily, but generally on the go. But she's noticed, being almost 50, that she's put on a stone in the last year. Now, she has tried everything to lose that stone, but she can't do it. She needs a plan. She needs intervention. She needs help. Does she need GLP-1? That would be a decision for her. But she needs something. And if you were a nutritional therapist and you were looking at that person, you could absolutely promise her a result. Knowing who she is and knowing her lifestyle, as the experts, you can see where she's going wrong. And that might be that GLP-1 with some support is the right answer. Or maybe it's some lifestyle changes. Maybe we just need to give this Jane a clearer plan, something to work with, some accountability, some support. Maybe she's just trying everything. She's following every different bit of advice she hears from everyone she encounters. So when we know the person, we can get really, really clear on the niche. And then you know you can absolutely promise an outcome. So the fear around promising a result can actually be really damaging for your brand and for your sales. So I know that you're worried that your process won't work for everyone and it won't necessarily appeal to everyone, which is why we need to really choose that niche. We need to make sure that we are speaking to the right person for the transformation we're providing, or that we decide on the person first and then we decide on what transformation they need. So I hope that kind of brings to life why it can be a little bit scary. I also think sometimes promising results for people can feel a bit salesy. It can feel a bit unethical. You know, we're meant to be in wellness, we're heart-centered, we're soul-led, you know, we are providing holistic outcomes. And sometimes, you know, to be really specific on an outcome can feel like you're stepping away from the heart and center of what it is that you do. But what I would say to that is that it's very tempting to speak to, you know, I will make you feel better and I will improve your energy and you'll feel wonderful. But although we can do all those things, are those things what people want? When you speak to a very specific transformation, you are selling people what they already want, what they are lying in bed at night Googling, what they are upset that they can't do alone. And then you speak to that and you deliver what they already want, rather than trying to sell them the breathwork or the mindfulness. We sell them an outcome, a transformation. And that is not salesy. That's giving the people what they already want. Then we come in with our wellness hats on and we say, right, whilst you're adapting your blood sugars and whilst you're adding in your daily steps, I also want you to be thinking about this, this, and this. And this is where you can bring in your heart-centered, soul-led approach. You can be a little bit more holistic about it. You can help people feel better in so many different ways, not just what you're selling, but ultimately they are getting the transformation they paid for and some. Okay, so you're giving way more, you're over-delivering. And when you're doing an online course or an online product, we all of us want to surprise and delight. We all want to over-deliver to our clients. And that's how we do it. We do it by promising one thing, but actually providing a multitude of things. Because you all know that when your people start moving more, moving better, eating better, fueling themselves better, whatever it is that you provide, they're not going to just get one outcome. You know they're going to get loads, but we need to sell people the one that they already want. Okay? So I really hope that that kind of clears that up. Okay. So how do we do this? How do we get really clear on what it is we're providing and who we're helping and what that promise is going to be? The first step, guys, I know I'm like a broken record, but it is your niche. And one thing I would say is that your niche evolves. Your client avatar evolves. Your messaging evolves. It isn't something that you do once and then it's done. So this is a part of the process that I want you to really start to enjoy, because it does change and it gets better. You know, your messaging in a year's time compared to now will be entirely different because you will have worked with more people in that niche. You will understand them better. You'll be able to speak to them more clearly. So we need to really understand who your ideal client is, the starting point that they are at now. So where they are right now, what their pain points are and where they want to get to. What is it that they are hoping to achieve? What outcome do they want? And can I say that it's not feeling better? It's not usually more energy. It's usually something else. Those outcomes are bonuses, but we need to be more specific. Why? Why do they want more energy? What is it that they're trying to do that they require more energy for? Why do they want to feel better? What does that mean for them? What does that mean for their life? So when your messaging is general, it's very safe, but it doesn't attract buyers. And it means that you kind of blend in to the rest of the market, the rest of the landscape. And I think if you're finding that in your current marketing, you know, maybe you're posting on social media and you're not getting any outcomes from it, you're not getting any sales from it, or you're not even getting any engagement from it, then I would really think about how you can create some content that's going to stand out by being very specific. Because otherwise it can really feel like you're just flogging, you know, feeding the beast, feeding the Instagram social media beast. So I would say really think about who your niche is. Who are they? Where do they live? What do they do? What's their problem? Where are they now? Because it's really hard to promise a result when you don't know who you're talking to and you don't know what result they want. So really get clear. What do they want from you? What is it that they're already searching for? And then you want to be really specific, because the power of a niche is in the specificity, knowing their pain points, knowing their goals. What does success look like to them? So for some people, success might be couch to 5K. For other people, success might be a sub 20-minute 5K. And then for the next group, success might be a sub 20-minute 5K on trails. You know, so making sure that we are speaking to what success looks like for them, because they're all runners, right? They're all potential runners or growing runners, but they all have very different goals. So we need to understand that specific goal. What is it that they want? You know, is it that they want to just start running? Or are they pros and they want to understand the nutrition around running? Are they going for longer distances and they want to understand the fuel around that? So we really need to understand what it is that they want. Saying, I help people feel better in their bodies is never going to be enough. And I see that wording everywhere. So we need to be really, really, really clear. Now, what can you promise ethically? So promising a result, just to be clear, promising a result for your clients doesn't mean you're guaranteeing it. You can confidently speak to the transformation that your method will provide if they do the work. You can confidently speak to the idea that what is possible when they do the work. You can confidently speak to the before and after that you can help to create. So you don't need to worry that you're going to be asked for a refund if they don't get that result. But what you need to be able to clarify with your client or be clear on with your clients is that you absolutely have the experience, you understand where they are, you can move them from A to B with confidence, providing they do the work, and you're going to help them to do the work. Okay, so often people think, yeah, but I don't know if I'm, you know, I don't know if I'll commit. Well, if that's the case for your clients, you put in support that means they can commit easily. So we create a product when we know the person and who it's for, we create a product that enables them to get the result. To give you an example for this, think about a corporate man who's just been diagnosed with diabetes as an example. Now we know he's busy, we know he's eating out every day, we know that he is probably snacking on the train to and from work. So we need to make sure that not only are we saying, right, this is your meal plan, but we need to make sure that we are providing a solution that assists him to make the right choices at lunches, to take things with him to have on the train. You know, we need to understand this person's life in order to provide the transformation for them. Just telling someone, I will help you to reverse your diabetes diagnosis, isn't going to work if you don't understand what their life is like at the moment. So we need to make sure that we tailor our transformation to the person that we are helping. And that means we can make a promise. So how to move on? Get really clear on your niche. Who they are, what do they want, what are they struggling with? Get specific about the outcome you help them work towards. If it's emotional, physical, energetic, mindset, it doesn't matter. But practice saying it out loud. Record yourself. Test it. Try it for size. And most importantly, work with people to get that outcome. And it may be that you want to start with a digital program, in which case the digital course creator that I provide is a great place to do that because we test it before we officially sell it. So you will get really confident about saying this out loud because you will be working with people right from the outset. So we do a beta version. So we get really, really good at getting that transformation before you go out to the masses and launch something. So really start to practice that. Test it on your social media. Start to think about who you want to work with. And if you're stuck, don't worry, because it's not that you can't do this. It's just that your niche probably needs a little bit of refinement. And if you're worried about saying that you can promise something, I understand that. It is a bit scary, because especially if you haven't done it with people before, or you've done it informally with people before, sometimes it's nice to get that social proof. So maybe go and speak to some of your past clients and say, what is it? You know, why is it that you enjoyed working with me? What outcomes did you get? Because quite often we think we know why people turn up week in, week out, but often we don't. So I would really advise you to go and speak to your people. Finally, if you're really stuck and you just don't know what that niche is going to be for you, then go to my free training, Nail Your Wellness Niche. I'm going to link it in the show notes below. That's available. It's just a 30-minute free training, and it will walk you through all of the steps that you need to help you to find that thread, to finally make a decision. Remember, guys, your niche is not a tattoo. This is not something you need to decide on and stick with for the rest of your career. You may well have clients that do not fit into that niche, and that's okay. Your niche is just for the product that you are currently working on providing. So if you want to provide a group program, something that scales your impact, your income, gives you a bit more freedom, your niche is just for that thing. It doesn't have to be for your whole business. You're not going to put your clients off or repel people or upset people by choosing a niche. So go to Nail Your Wellness Niche, and that's a free training that's available in the show notes now. I hope that's been useful, and I hope that you feel more confident to give those promises now. I'd really love to see some more big statements, some big, bold action, because our audience need us. They need us to be helping them to get to point B, because they're stuck, they're struggling, and they need us. So don't be afraid. Get clear on your niche and get out there with some big, bold promises and some big solutions for people. Thank you for being here. It's been lovely to spend some time with you again. I'll see you next week. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them, or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show, and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.